buy. And so people are not sitting back. In fact, you know, we're seeing people having the record cycling weeks in July. We're seeing people rank advancing in July. It's just, it's absolutely incredible. And just for fun, I'm on IceJackCelebration.com, and it's 32 days, 21 hours, 58 minutes, and 3 seconds until celebration begins. I just wanted to share that with everyone. Well, let's get started. Today is Monday, July 21st. I want to acknowledge everyone who tunes in podcast time. It's just phenomenal, and acknowledge everyone who's here live this morning. And let's get started in victory. So you want to always want to keep victories to a minute or less. And who wants to jump out this morning with a great share?
Lewis.
All right, Lewis. And then who else was jumping out when Lewis was?
Sue.
Hey, Sue. Okay, we'll start with Lewis and Sue. Go for it.
No, I'm going to let Sue go first.
All right. What a gentleman you are. Go for it, Sue.
Well, good morning, everyone. And this morning's victory is really a very personal one. Yesterday, family and friends gathered at my parents' beautiful place on Clear Lake to celebrate their 65th wedding anniversary. And that's what I call legacy. To have had 12 children in 15 years, 27 grandchildren, to have their siblings there that were able to be there, and some of their children. Well, it's just wonderful. It was a beautiful tribute to my parents, and I'm just extremely grateful that we have them. And they do their shake-a-day.
Wow. That's incredible. And Sue, how old are they, your parents?
My mom is 83, and my dad is 85.
Wow.
So they were married when they were 18 and 20. Turning 19 and 21.
Mm.
And, yeah, they're pretty remarkable.
What a beautiful share. And I was just thinking about Barbie and Gino's wedding. So Barbie and Gino, because of Product B, you too will be able to have your 65th wedding anniversary. I was just contemplating.
We know that. And we were saying that day, Malcolm was going, Barbie, that Product B. You look beautiful. You're younger. It was just really, it's Lewis's turn.
I love it. Well, my wish for everyone who is in a relationship that you can have that amount of years in your marriage and have a healthy, fulfilled life. I mean, it's just so powerful. You look at the Smith family, too, and all of the number keeps changing. I know Kathy and Tom just had more grandchildren recently, and the number's going up and up in terms of Jimmy's total number of grandchildren and great-grandchildren, but what a legacy, and they're all in his Isagenix business and such beautiful people. I love it. So thank you, Sue, for that beautiful share. All right, Lewis, you're up.
Yeah, two quick things. One, victory. I did have a record cycling week. I had it this past week. It was really, really wonderful to see that on Sunday night. And the other one is a piece of MLM trivia that I just found out this morning. Sandra Bullock is about to star in a feature film that's going to tell the Tupperware story.
Oh!
Yeah, so that's great because, you know, it'll tell a story about direct selling and network marketing.
That's really cool, Lewis. And I'm going to throw, since we're having some trivia this morning, who owns Tupperware? Who can tell me who owns Tupperware right now?
Isn't it Warren Buffett?
Warren Buffett owns Tupperware. Excellent. Thanks, Sue.
He owns Pampered Chef, too.
Yes, he does. So he owns 3 network marketing companies. And, you know, the Oracle of Omaha, I've read many books about him. I follow his investing strategy in my own portfolio. And I think that's phenomenal because when you really think about it, he likes to invest in winners. And he fully understands that network marketing is truly coming of age. So thank you, Lewis. That's fun trivia. I love that. Anyone else want to share a victory this morning?
Barbie.
Yeah, this is Cindy.
Hey, we'll go Barbie and then Cindy. Go for it, girls. Barbie and then Cindy.
Of course, everybody knows it's personal, you know, a personal thing. But, you know, I just want to thank God for really bringing this all together because Gino and I decided, you know, it was one of our pastors asking us one day at worship, why we hadn't gotten married yet, or, and, you know, we just looked at each other and we said, you know, we've been together 11 years. We really don't know why we haven't, but it isn't something that we didn't want to do. We just kind of, you know, you just get comfortable in your own space. And we decided from that day, which was 2 weeks before Easter. And it is amazing how God provided every single thing to come together. Everybody that traveled in, everything just came perfectly. We had it outside in a garden, and the weather was gorgeous. And I'm just so, so grateful for everything He provided for us.
Aww.
And Gino.
I love that. My heart is really bursting this morning. Thank you for sharing that, Barbie. Oh, my goodness. I am so happy for you guys. And maybe the Packers will be playing against my Patriots in the Super Bowl this year.
Well, you know, there can't, Susan, I have already asked for tickets, and I was, if I got those tickets, I was going to be calling you because they're playing in preseason in Green Bay against each other. And I've already talked to somebody trying to get us some tickets because I would be calling you and saying, Susan, you got to come to Wisconsin. I got tickets for us.
We'd probably be doing an op meeting on the the day before that football game, I think.
Yeah.
It would be good. Well, thank you, Barbie, for that. And you know, for those of you who aren't NFL fans, if you keep tuning in, eventually you will be. Cindy, your final word to you this morning, hon. Cindy, are you there?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I heard the blender going off. Yeah, it just been, last week was a week of amazing events here. We had our own wellness table, which we are having every 2 weeks, which is becoming just a really cool event for the community and bringing people together. So I want to thank Jana for that model. And then we had Bill Andrews in our area for not only our Super Saturday last week, last Saturday, but he also did an event for one of our chiropractors here. And that was very cool to see. His name is Bruce Rippey, and he's on fire with the business. And we had about 40 people there, but it was a nice, intimate event. And Molly was also there, and it was just great to see the enthusiasm around Product B. And then on Super Saturday, we had Dr. Andrews again, Molly again. We had Dave MacArthur. We had CV and Dave Heltzel and Amy Dunlap, and it was just an excellent event. It was content and energy, and we had over 200 people in the room. So I just wanted to thank everybody for all the effort they put into the events last week, and they were fabulous.
Oh, Cindy, I love that. And one of the things, for everyone listening, I want, you know, that the people that Cindy's mentioning, Dave and CV, they're not financially linked to her. And I see a lot of network marketing companies out there, and people aren't linking arms. There's a lot of competition between leaders, where I see an Isagenix more so than any other company where people really do link arms, and I just love it. So thanks, Cindy, for that great share. Well, we're going to get into it this morning, and I just want to say it is going to be an exciting week. And really and truly, there's a lot going on. Number one is that the event, the leadership event on the Saturday before Celebration, actually you've got to be a director or above by this Sunday, the 27th. So write that down. Very, very important. And so you may be saying, well, gosh, Susan, I'm so new. I'm an associate. I'm a consultant. I'm going to say this to you with love. You can do it. You can absolutely do it. I've seen amazing things happen. It's not out of the realm of possibility. And hopefully, my intention is that today, our training will help to ground you in that place to do it. And last week, one of my victories, I had a new person starting in the team, and I know they are a huge fan of Eric Worre. And Eric and I know each other very well. Last week he called me and said, hey, Susan, can you keynote in Las Vegas again? I said, absolutely. There's going to be 10,000 people there in November. And so this gal comes into the team, and I'm all about the 8 steps. We learn the 8 steps. We love the 8 steps. So what's one of the steps? It's the welcome call. Now, Eric's not part of Isagenics, but this guy really loves Eric. So I emailed him and said, hey, Eric, would you have time to do a welcome call with me? And he's like, sure. So I'm driving to the yacht club to pick up my kids from sailing, and I'm doing this 3-way welcome call with Eric and this gal. And she was over the moon, so excited, and he was like, you're in the right place, the right time, you've got a great leader, and it was so powerful, right? So I just want to send some love out to Eric, because he didn't have to do that for me, but, you know, what a huge blessing there. So today I want to talk about being intentional, and I want you to write that word down, intentionality. Here's the problem with life, is that so often people allow life to live them, as opposed to designing their lives. So they go through life and it's very random, right? So it's like, oh, well, I woke up and I stubbed my toe and I'm having a bad day and I owe all this money on my credit cards and I look at the scale and I'm like, oh, I'm still fat. And it's like life is happening to them. And so what happens is they've become victims, right? And as opposed to realizing that, yes, they can actually do something about it, they just continue to go on and go on and go on. And I want you to imagine getting to the end of your life and having the regret, not of the things you did, but the things you didn't do. That the time you didn't invest to get healthier, the time you didn't invest to create more income, the time you didn't invest to tell your child that you love them, that you cared for them, to send them that text and say, I'm so proud of you, I appreciate you. See, that's one of the top 5 regrets for people as they die, is the things they did not do. And there was a critical care nurse in the UK, and she actually studied for a decade the top 5 regrets, and that was one of them, all of the things they didn't do. And when it comes to our lives, we're sitting here and we're like, okay, here we go. It's another week and there's lots of things going on and we've got, you know, celebration coming up and we've got, you know, all these different things happening. And my question for you is, are you being intentional or are you in overwhelm? See, 98% of you are probably in a degree of overwhelm right now, and 2% of you are being extremely intentional. So it's my goal in the next 20 minutes to flip that and have 98% of the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team be intentional. And today we're going to zero in on celebration, though the tips that I'm going to be giving to you this morning, you can apply them to any aspect of your life, and these are things I do myself, okay? So let's focus on celebration for a minute. So what happens is with celebration, most people go and they aren't intentional. And so what happens, they get there and there's 10,000 people there, and sometimes people get overwhelmed, or it's too hot in the room, it's too cold in the room, the music's too loud, the person they're sitting beside, they don't like that person, you know, it's, you know, they get frustrated, they thought they were going to get all this product training, and they don't get what they want, or they thought they were going to learn the compensation plan, they didn't. I'm not saying you're not going to learn those things, but it's just this perception, right? And then, so what happens is they allow this seed, and I always say a seed, please write this down. You can Facebook, tweet it, whatever you need to do, that a seed cannot grow in infertile soil. So what happens is there's already this fertile soil, this doubt about maybe Isagenics or about really about themselves. And then so one little thing, maybe Eric Coover's up on the stage and you don't like the music he danced to, and then suddenly the whole conference just is wrong for you and you just don't feel right. So what happens in this place, the seed begins to take root, and then some of the ways that people take themselves out of the game, they go out in the hall and start talking to people. You know, sometimes I'll be running into the room, or maybe I've gone out to the restroom or something, I'm coming back, and people will try and pull me in to different things. I'm like, you know what, can I talk to you at the next break, because I really want to be in the room. I want to be in the room every single second, but I see people take themselves out of the game. I see themselves, people gossip. They'll be all like, oh, I didn't like Susan Sites. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Does she look like she gained weight? Blah, blah. Like, I see people do that. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like, you know, grade school. People party, so they go out and they're drinking and they're doing things. Now, you may say, well, does that really happen in Isogenics culture? Well, sometimes when people are newer, they do that kinds of stuff. That's not stuff I do, but people do it. And then I see people, this is the biggest one, they get caught up in drama. You know, it's just all of this drama. And then I see people, Jeffrey calls this personality type in his procrastination series Dramazula, and Dramazula has to bring everyone into her drama, right? Like, it's just, you know, crazy. And so, but people allow themselves to do that. So what happens is, the result is, they don't get ahead. They come out of celebration and they hear, oh, so-and-so rank advanced and so-and-so made, you know, $10,000 in the bonus pool and, you know, whatever, and they're not doing that. So I don't want that to happen to any of you, okay? I don't. And what I want you to fully understand, some of you are brand new. You know, another day and you'll have been here 30 days. Some of you have been here for years. And you've heard me say before that the same brown UPS box that arrives at Jimmy Smith's house that has caused him to make about, I don't know, I think he's made about almost $20 million, or the same brown UPS box that arrives at my house that has allowed me to make $11 million is the same brown box that arrives at your house. They aren't. It's not like I get special shakes that arrive at my house that don't arrive at your house. Now, the same celebration that Lynn Hagedorn attended 3 years ago, and many of you were there, but she took those things and she went to the event with intentionality. She went, came from a company, the company had left, she left, they cut her off, they cut off her check, it was emotional, she had all these people criticizing her, and if Lynn or any of her team are listening this morning, I love you, because it's hard when you leave a company and suddenly everyone who is like, I love you, they're like, I hate you, and it's tough, right? So, but she knew she had to make money right away, so she went to celebration with the intention that she was going to learn everything she could, and if someone was on that stage making the money she wanted, she was going to pay extra attention, right? Because we will never have, write this down please, we will never have what another person has if we are jealous or judgmental of that person, right? And so she focused on the people making the money. And I remember she was in a breakout session I did with Jay Bennett where we were talking about systems and the 8 steps and everything like that. So that year, she maxed out a center. In 10 months, she maxed out a center in 10 months because she went to the event with that level of intentionality. And some of you were at the exact same celebration, but you didn't max out a center in 10 months. And you're saying, well, she was a professional network marketer. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yes, she was. But here's the thing. She has an amazing heart, and she was intentional. She was intentional, okay? So when we go to an event like Celebration, we also must be intentional. I'm going to teach you the steps to do that today, okay? And it's really about making a decision now in terms of how you want to show up for that event 32 days from now. And, you know, how do you want to be in your health? You know, maybe some of you, you're not at your leanest weight yet, and so you want to arrive and look healthy. This is a health-based company. One of the victories that I have is of the top 5 Isobody finalists, 2 of them come from my team, Team Success, right? So it's just, I'm so proud of these girls. It's awesome, right? And so they decided they're going to show up healthy. I was sitting at the event 2 weekends ago with Carolyn Rodriguez, and Carolyn has her new eating program. She has decided she is going to show up at Celebration. Carolyn, I won't disclose her age. She looks phenomenal. Maybe she'll share on Wednesday. But she wants to show up with the best body she has ever had in her entire life. So from the health perspective, when I bought my celebration gala dress, or gala, depending on which way you say it, this dress, I was saying to Chris this morning when we were running, it is so unforgiving. Like, you know, you could wear 50 pairs of Spanx, but you're still not going to look good unless you really do look good, right? And so I said to Chris, you know, one of my intentions is to show up at this celebration looking the best that I ever have in my entire life. No excuses. So what? I gave birth to 4 kids, and so what? Blah, 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 blah. It's like I'm making that intention that I'm going to show up healthy, and I'm going to show up rested, and I'm going to show up, you know, from that level of health, you know, looking really, really good. The next area we set intentions in is in terms of how many people we're going to be having with us at the event. And you don't have to know how that's going to happen, okay, because God says, tell me what, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be answered to, you know, unto you, from Matthew 7:7. In Ephesians 4:1, it says, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you've received, right? So if you're going to celebration, if you're here in Isagenix, even if you've had the notion to go to celebration but you aren't registered yet, you've received a calling, living a life worthy of the calling. Okay, so you don't have to know how these people are going to show up. So, you know, if you don't have anyone coming, don't set an intention that you're going to have 1,000 people with you. But let's say you have 3 people in your team coming with you and you really want to have, say, 10, set that powerful intention. It's important. Setting intentions in terms of the energy you might want to have, maybe setting an intention that you have unity in your team, or everyone is really energized, or they love it, they feel like they're home, they're happy. Setting those intentions for your people. Setting intentions in terms of things you want to learn. Maybe you've been struggling with having launch parties and you want to leave there knowing how to do an absolutely beyond amazing launch party. Or maybe you've been struggling with your body fat and you want to learn some stubborn fat loss techniques. Or maybe you've been having a challenge, having your team do 3-way calls. You want to learn about those things, right? So it's setting those intentions, those powerful intentions about what you want, right? And I'll share with you the power of this. So I write intentions all the time for every event, for every trip I go on, every week. My intentions are up, 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 okay? And this also includes your rank that you want to be when you arrive at celebration. I have, you know, the rank that I want to achieve, I actually would have to double the cycles in my third position. I'm already up over 400% over this time last year. For people who think I'm not building and in retirement mode, I've got news for you. I'm not in retirement mode. But I have to essentially double the cycles in my third position to hit my next rank. Because once you have a platinum business, you climb up at, you know, there's a bigger gap in terms of those rank advancements. And additionally, break 2 more personally enrolled Crystal executives. But I have that intention. It's up on my whiteboard. It's up on my bathroom mirror. It's written down. It's being that level of intentionality, right? So how powerful is this? In my very first celebration, some of you have heard me share this story, in Las Vegas, I had set the intention is that I would have 12 team members there. And it was coming down to the wire. We were a month away, and I said, Jimmy Smith came to Toronto to do the event, and I said, can you talk about celebration? And it's so important that all of your launch parties, all of your team calls, anything you're doing right now, celebration, celebration. Don't think it's too late. I see some of you online trying to get rid of your celebration tickets. Don't have that lack mentality. Just keep focused, keep focused. And so Jimmy talked about celebration, and afterwards there were a gal and her 2 sisters not only joined that night, they booked celebration tickets. So this is the first time they're seeing Isagenix. They were guests of someone who was coming to celebration, and they joined and they bought celebration tickets, and there were my 12, right? And so it's so powerful because you don't have to know who, you don't have to know how. As I said, you just have to know the what. So I'm going to say that again. I want you to write it down. You don't have to know the who, you don't have to know the how, you just have to know the what. What is your intention? Okay, what is your intention? It's so powerful. And so once you have these intentions, then you want to write them out, write them out and put them on a recipe card or an index card. And I want you to carry it with you. I want you to read them every single day for the next 32 days. I want you to put them beside your bed at night. It's the last thing you do at night, the first thing you do in the morning. And some of you may be thinking this sounds really trite, but I will tell you it works. It absolutely works. And you don't know where the people are going to come from. You don't have to know, right? But what is at the forefront of our minds is at the forefront of our actions. Very, very powerful. The next thing we always want to do for celebration is take these intentions and also write a vision letter. Now, what a vision letter is this. Yesterday when I was at church, our pastor said, so often people will pray to God with their problems, but they don't go to God with their praise. Okay, so they'll go to God with their problems, but they won't go to God with their praise. So what a vision letter is pre-paving, and what it's doing, it is being grateful in advance of something. And you may say, well, Susan, I'm not psychic. I don't know. It doesn't matter, because we are given the gift, Mark 11, whatever you shall ask for and pray and believe in and have faith, you will have. If you say the mountain be removed and cast in the sea, the mountain's going to be removed and cast in the sea. However, if you have any areas of unforgiveness in your heart, you've got to clear those out first. And I'm going to get to that in a moment about, you know, before we can, you know, ask, we've got to really be in this place of forgiveness. But it's this divine right we all have to be able to ask. That is in our human nature. It's this gift we have. So we're writing this vision letter. What we're doing is we're thanking someone. Now, I write mine to God. Yours may be to your best friend. It could be to your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother. It could be to whoever that you want it to be. And it's you know, it might start like this. Dear God, I am so happy and grateful that this year's celebration was the best event I have ever attended in my life. And let's say you've come from another network marketing company, you've been at other events, you write something like that. Or you might say, this celebration is the best event I've ever attended in Isagenics, or whatever you want to say. And then you go into your intentions and talk about, you know, thank you, God, or thank you, whoever, that when I arrived, I was healthy. I was already, 15 pounds down over the previous month, or my immune system was stronger. I was really energized. I was, you know, uplifted. My skin was clear, whatever it is for you. And, you know, we had 10 amazing team members with us, and everyone's so excited. And I now have this great clarity. I know how to do three-way calls. I know how to do launch parties. I'm more vested in the compensation plan, or I love all the systems, and I learned so much. And then here's a special thing that you may want to put out there. Is there someone in Isagenics that you really want to meet, you want to have your photo with, or you want to shake their hand, give them a hug, right? Maybe it's David Wood. Maybe it's Kathy Coover. You know, whoever it is for you. And then you write that intention in, which is very powerful, because you don't know how it's going to happen, but you have to put that out there and talk about the what. And I just want to throw this in there. So many of you who followed along knew about, you know, all of the journey that I've gone through with witnessing the Boston bombing last year at the Boston Marathon, and then this year when Anderson Cooper followed Adrian Davis for a year, and how I cried so much, and just all of the things that I went through this past year with all of that. And when I went to Boston, I had really set the intention that I would meet Adrian Davis, and her foot was blown off during the blast. And so I'm walking with Avery through the hotel lobby of the Westin Copley Place, and there was Adrienne and her husband, and I got to hug her. We cried together, took photos. She was so sweet. So you don't know how things are going to happen. And just think of the magnitude, the number of people that were in Boston. We just, boom, crossed paths, right? That was God. That was divine. So you don't know. So maybe, you know, you want to meet Jimmy Smith or whoever it is. It's just to be able to set that powerful intention. And it's incredible how these things show up. It's so, so powerful. And when you have your vision letter, don't worry about it being perfect. It's going to be perfect because you created it, and your perfection, your divine perfection, is, again, revisiting it, reading it every single day, getting in touch with what it is that you want to achieve with this event. And the thing I will share with you, just a quick story, that Jody Osteen, Joel Osteen's mom, was diagnosed with terminal stage 4 aggressive cancer many, many years ago, and the doctor said she would never survive. And she kept reading Mark 11, verse 22 to 26, and over, and the part about forgiveness. So what she did is she said, God, before I can ask you to cure me of this, I want you, please would you reveal any areas of unforgiveness in my heart. And so she really prayed on it. She meditated on it. She made a list and, you know, silently and in person began forgiving people. And she was cured of cancer. And I believe, I can't remember how many years ago now, maybe some of you do know the story, but, you know, she's still going strong. She's at Lakewood every week. And one of our Team Success members, Dottie Lassard, actually became really good friends with her and is an amazing lady. So I want you to ask yourself, are there any areas of unforgiveness that you have? And maybe it's for a person that, you know, you feel has done you wrong or said some negative things about you. Maybe they posted some things about you or sent you some salacious messages or whatever it is. Or is there a situation that you haven't resolved in your heart? And it doesn't have to just be an isogenics. It could be anywhere. And what would it take for you to fully let go? And today I want you to make a list of these people and these situations. And what I suggest, just, you know, there are all different processes you can do. And if I was working with you live and in person for 5 days, we would physically do these. But just for the sake of time and ease, is just go through that list, sit somewhere quiet, and just begin to say, I love you, and I forgive you, and I forgive myself, right? And this is so powerful. So let's say you have someone who said some pretty nasty things and say, you know, John, I love you, I forgive you, and I forgive myself. And we're forgiving ourselves for the judgments that we've made, because anyone who's being hurtful is someone who's hurting themselves, right? So going through doing that list and letting this deep stuff go. Life is too short to carry around all of these judgments and misperceptions, the anger, the hurt, and so on and so forth. And then being in this place where we can now fully ask, we can set these intentions, we can write our vision letter, because we're coming to it, you know, from a place where we're so clear, we're profoundly clear, we're letting go of the anxiety in our body, we're letting go of the resistance in our hearts and our minds, and we're stepping into a place where we can now become amazing receivers of abundance and flow, because we are forgiving and we are grateful. And the last thing I want to say is, Mark Victor Hansen, he used to do an exercise where you'd write out 100 goals that you had. And he said, I can promise you within 24 hours, 10% of them are going to start coming true. And if you really take this on, some of you show up on this call, you're trained by a millionaire for free. This doesn't happen in other companies, that you show up on the call but you don't do the work. Kevin has mentioned this before. Well, today, do this work. And I promise you, if you write down 8 to 10 solid intentions for celebration and you write your vision letter and you do the forgiveness work today, I can promise you that 10% of what you intend is going to begin to come true in the next 24 hours. And you're going to come on this call tomorrow with Sue and you're going to be saying, oh my gosh, one of my team members who said they couldn't go can now go. And, you know, I released 2 pounds yesterday in my cleanse day and I feel amazing. You know, all this stuff is going to be happening for you because you became intentional. Because you became intentional. So with that, I want to open up the line and I want to find out what you're receiving today.
Hey, Susan.
Okay, the lines are open. Who wants to jump out and talk about what you're receiving from today's training on being intentional?
Hey, Carolyn. Good morning.
Hey, Carolyn. Good morning.
Celebration.
Good morning, and you know, thank you for this message.
Carolyn, are you on the moderator? Because someone is talking.
Sorry, I am on the moderator.
Can you
Carolyn?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go for it.
Yeah, thank you for this message, because I say I used to be an amiable wanderer, really not knowing what I wanted or where I wanted to go, and so I'm grateful for this lesson. And, you know, many people know my journey to, you know, physical fitness. I used to joke about it, and I really gave myself a shake one day because I thought, what am I doing? I'm letting other people excuse bad behavior. And, yeah, so I am now in the gym 5 to 6 days a week, eating differently. Do I want to do that? I posted a thing on Facebook saying I'd rather sit on my deck, look at the water, have a nice cup of coffee, and, you know, just relax, but it won't get me the body that I'm seeking. And I love desserts, and I enjoy a glass of wine, but I've chosen to give that up for 16 weeks because it's intentional about the kind of body I want to, you know, produce. So thank you for that lesson. And the vision letter is something I've done every year, especially for celebration. I love it. And I want to say last year at our Team Vision Breakfast, this is the lesson that you taught, to write out 5 things that you're going into celebration, you know, looking to find. And only one person in the room did that, and that was Kevin Steele. So I confess, I didn't do that. So this year, I will be doing that. So thank you for the reminder.
Carolyn, you're so, so welcome. And it is powerful when we set those intentions, because anything's possible. I mean, you know, looking at Lynn's story, looking at how fast people are moving, and it's to start the intention now, 1 month out before the event, because it's, you know, often what happens is people will, you know, be on the airplane writing these intentions and they arrive at the event. That's, you know, it's setting themselves up for anxiety and failure and disappointment. But when you start 32 days and several hours in advance, then what happens is it allows that time to, you know, be putting out that energy and allowing us to receive it back, which is so powerful. So thank you so much.
Thank
for that.
You. I will be doing that.
All right. Thank you.
Susan?
Yeah.
This is Sue from the Delta.
Hey.
I just wanted to thank so many people over the last weekend. We did a Super Saturday in Northern California, and Jeffrey Combs was our speaker, and CP was there, and oh my goodness. It so impacted me. Yesterday, I was a mess, you know, and I think it was because he hit on so many things of my life that I needed to change and address. And now today, your powerful explanation of intention really puts things in really great perspective. I have a much better attitude today, and I have intentions for celebration. So thank you very much for your leadership and your guidance.
Oh, thank you for that. And I'm going to, girl, get those down. The reason I like a recipe card, or it can be any small piece of paper, is because, guys, you carry it in your wallet. Ladies, well, if you have a purse like me, it can be written on a big piece of Bristol board. It'll still fit in the purse, but you want to be able to carry it with you. We just have so much background noise this morning, so that you want to be able to carry this with you. And I actually carry mine anytime I do an event or I travel. I carry it with me all the time. And so I can check things off as they happen and actually write victory across it. Mark Victor Hansen taught me how to do that, write victory across it. So to be able to be so powerful. And I want to leave you with this, just a couple things. So just to recap, write out your intentions, write out your vision letter, and then just take a moment to meditate, pray on, are there any areas of unforgiveness in your heart? Are there any areas of unforgiveness in your heart? And just silently, you know, today, say to all those people, those events, I forgive you, I love you, and I forgive myself. Because you do that, you clear the decks, and you watch what happens. It's just, it's amazing. And then get this done today. Don't be the person that shows up. I wrote an article last week about when I used to do trainings with Jim Rohn, and Jim would say, interestingly enough, 10% of the people make 90% of the money on the planet. And when I do an event, I say, read these books, and only 10% do it, but the ones who do often become millionaires, right? And so when you're hearing this, don't be one of the 90% who don't do it. Be a 10%er. Or like I said, let's get 98% of you to the place where you are coming into celebration ready to receive and have the abundance, because you, number one, you deserve it, and the people in your lives deserve it too. And the last thing I want to say is just going back to this week and qualifying for that leadership training. When I was speaking to Eric, and I've been speaking to David, that leadership training that's going to be happening at Celebration on that Saturday is going to be powerful. It's all day. They're also going to have people speaking at that who are just rocking and rolling their business. You're going to learn a lot. Then, you know, going into Celebration, so those of us who are keynoting, myself, Lynn, Peter Kelly, different people, we're not training at that Saturday, but we are training from the big main stage. But in that leadership day, I know as a leader, one of the top income earners in this company, I'm excited to show up with my notebook and have an open heart and an open mind. And when I was speaking to Eric on last week, he was saying, you know, Susan, my goal for that event is just to give people all of the goods so they can come out and just move super, super, super fast. And he said, you know what, I've made mistakes in my life, and, you know, I've learned a lot about the industry, and what I want for people is to come to that event and go, yes, they have that clarity, they have that certainty. And I'm so excited for that event, I cannot even begin to tell you. And so get your people qualified. At a very minimum, be in that room with one director on your left and one director on your right. Like, you know, just think about Alexis, who's so lovely, who started her business with Tara, listening to this call, and then, you know, said, I'm going to have a leader on my left, a leader on my right, and then look what happened to her business, and that's what happened. So set those powerful intentions. Get yourself to a minimum of director this week and get your people there. And on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team all week, the focus is prepping for Celebration, getting everyone rank advanced to director, and then we have one more week next week where we're going to be focused on the post-celebration plan, including attending the Blitz events, hosting launch parties, and so on. So with that, I love you. God bless. And, oh, one more quick announcement. Tonight on the Team Success Call, which is open to all of you, myself and three-star Golden Circle Scott Hurren, we're going to be talking about how to really use Facebook in terms of rank advancing and leveraging your business, and just some of the creative things he and his wife Rebecca did to go from 1 to 3-star in 1 week, using Facebook to keep in communication with their team. So God bless all of you. I love you. I'm praying for you, for abundance, for favor, and we'll be here tomorrow morning with the beautiful Sue Steele. Goodbye, everybody.